You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, August 24th, 2017, week 216 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's time for America's Sweetheart. I think it's a good one.
All right.
Give me
some facts.
This person grew up in a house that had no phone, no fridge, and no toilet.
Whoa. Outdoorsy, really old, time traveler.
Time traveler is actually the one.
All right. Well, that opens a lot of possibilities.
Parents feared he was gay when he was a teenager because he worshipped bodybuilders. His mother phoned a doctor because she thought her son was turning south due to all the pictures of oiled up males on his bedroom walls.
Sylvester Stallone?
Nope.
It's a bodybuilder, but go ahead. I don't think Stallone's a bodybuilder, but he's Jack. Dolph Lundgren?
Nope.
Okay.
He was good friends with WWE Hall of Famer Andre the Giant.
Keep going.
This person turned down the role of John McClane in Die Hard and was also the original choice to play the title character in RoboCop.
Ooh. Huh. All right, keep going.
In his bodybuilding days, he once bench pressed as much as 450 pounds.
Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
I didn't realize how hard it was
sooner, because I assumed
to find facts that weren't
bodybuilding related.
That didn't say Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because like one of them was like, while in office as governor, like he has Conan's sword in the governor's office, and he's the first member of the Kennedy family to become a state governor, and personal favorite of his own films is Kindergarten Cop.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that movie. That's an interesting choice. I like how he likes making fun of his own movies, really.
Yeah. His famous line, "I'll be back," which originated from The Terminator, was originally written as, "I'll come back."
"I'll come back." Yeah. What a dumb
line.
They fixed that a lot.
He saved a man's life while on vacation in Hawaii in 2004 by swimming into the sea to rescue him from drowning.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that story.
Childhood friends stated that he often said his goals in life were to move to America, become an actor, and marry a Kennedy. He accomplished all three of those.
Weird.
Little did they know, the fourth goal was to cheat on the Kennedy with a housemaid and raise a child.
He accomplished that one, too.
Yeah. He's the second actor to be elected to governor of California. The first was Ronald Reagan. Refused to take the salary for the governor of California and used his private jet at his own expense.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty admirable, because our president doesn't even do that.
No.
I thought the gay one was really funny, though.
Yeah, that is funny. No toilet.
Wow, his father, Gustav Schwarzenegger, nicknamed Arnold Schwarzenegger Cinderella as a child, and his older brother, Meinhard Schwarzenegger. Constantly,
where is that guy? Is he still in Austria?
Well, if you let me finish this, the fact. Constantly picked on him growing up. Both men were killed while driving under the influence.
Whoa!
So.
Oh, no.
I'm sure.
Now I feel bad.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not a big fan of drunk driving. Do you know?
I don't think most people are.
Although German is his native language, all his movies have been dubbed into German by Thomas Dannenberg.
Why?
For the German-speaking market, because his strong Austrian accent doesn't fit with the type of roles he plays.
Wow. Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
And he went AWOL from the Austrian army to enter his first bodybuilding contest.
Whoa, he's a deserter.
Yeah. And also, the Green Party of Austria has resolved to strip Schwarzenegger of his Austrian citizenship due to his support for the death penalty.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting guy.
I'll give you a hint. His birthday is July 30th.
That doesn't help at all. He's how old.
How old is he?
He's old. Mm-hmm. He's old. 67 years old.
Close but no cigar, which Arnold Schwarzenegger is an avid fan of. He is 70 years old.
Oh, 70. Okay.
And how tall is he?
70. See, he seems like he should be really tall, but I don't think he's that tall.
Can I just tell you that you are wrong?
I'm wrong? He's really tall.
He's not super tall, but I think he's okay, not he's, Dwayne Johnson tall, but he's tall.
He's 6'1", then.
Close, he's 6'2".
Okay, 6'2". Because I always, because Stallone's not that tall.
Yeah.
Right? And I always see them as the same height. That's probably very
inaccurate. But there's rumors that he's not as tall as he says he is, and people say that he's actually 5'10".
Mm.
So now we have to go meet him and have him. To have him take off his shoes.
Oh. Take off your shoes, stand in between us.
Yeah.
That's our, see, that's our measuring tool.
Yeah. If you're perfectly in line, then you are. His weight is 249 pounds, if anyone's interested.
Hmm.
Not sure why you would be. What's the highest grossing Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Ooh, that's really sounds difficult in my head.
Of all time.
Let's see. What's... I don't know how much...
I'll give you a hint. It is not Kindergarten Cop. That movie came in at number 8.
No way. Oh, man. Has he done anything like just small?
I'll give you a hint. The lowest grossing movie on here is Maggie, which was that zombie movie where his daughter's a zombie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That just came out. I haven't seen it, but... I'm going to have to go with the obvious Terminator 2.
It is Terminator 2.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's an obvious one.
Yeah, got 204 million.
Nice. He is an obvious one.
So...
He's an obvious one. Cool.
Yeah.
Finally, I got one. Got one. My first one, I think.
Still impressive. Terminator 2. Yeah.
There, it's coming out in 3D, I think.
Yeah, that's only going to add to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, America's sweetheart. Ooh,
there we go.
Also, he took a stand against the president and said racism has no place in the United States. So, there is that.
Good on him.
This Week in Movies in the Now, All Saints, Birth of the Dragon, and Leap. And I just realized I have not seen any of these trailers.
Should we do one of those where we watch them and talk about it watch them? Because I'm curious what these movies even are, because I really don't think I know what any of them are. We are clearly at the end of summer. I mean, I couldn't even guess. Do you know what any of these are by the title?
No.
Like, I'm trying to think. Like, Leap with an exclamation point. I'm interested by that punctuation already. Birth of the Dragon sounds pretty cool. And All Saints sounds kind of cool. But it's a PG movie, All Saints, so how cool could it really be? Is it like a religious movie?
I think so.
Oh. That's how all these religious... Yep, it's definitely a religious movie. Is that Buble? That's not. I'm like the narrator.
Or Satan's. That's enough of that.
There you go.
The fact that that movie is not straight to YouTube movie is shocking to me. Oh, this is the Bruce Lee biopic, Fighting Birth of the Dragon.
Oh. Biopic.
Kato.
Oh, you're gonna get kicked.
Yeah, played by... I forgot who's playing Bruce Lee in this one.
Oh, it's the WWE.
That's the... They say you could kill people with that one-inch punch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Leap.
Next up is Leap.
I'd be a very bad, poor job of guessing what these movies were based on the title. But I'm...
Elle Fanning, Dean DeHaan.
Animated?
Animated. Two orphans.
March 3rd.
Hmm.
Push back.
I guess
clearly.
So. Yeah, when did this trailer was posted December 31st, 2016, so.
There you go. That movie exists, too. Yeah. All these movies exist.
For some reason.
Don't know who wants them, but Bruce Lee looks kind of cool.
Movie Pass.
But
in the Movie Pass world, do you go see all three of those movies? Do you see two of those movies? Let's be real. Do you see
Birth of the Dragon? I could see myself seeing.
That's, we know that one. That's the one. That's why I said
the other
two.
I don't think so, actually. Even with Movie Pass.
Yeah.
No, I just don't know.
I'll buy a ticket for that movie.
Yeah, maybe buy a ticket.
Then I'll go get a refund right away.
But yeah, seeing it, that seems like a lot of effort and doesn't appeal to me. It's not for me. I don't think either of those movies.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.